Kroger, an annual Boost membership just got even better. Now you can choose from Disney Plus with ads, Hulu with ads, or ESPN Plus on us when you sign up. Plus, enjoy unlimited free delivery, double fuel points, exclusive offers, and free items. Sign up for a Boost membership today. It's an easier way to save, including new streaming options to relax with while we deliver your groceries. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Welcome to the Hypothalamic Amenorrhea Podcast. I'm Dani Sheriff, your host, certified fertility awareness practitioner, functional nutrition counselor, and founder of the HA Society, and of course, an HA recovery coach who has walked where you currently are walking. This is the place to come if you care about getting your period regularly. This podcast aims to educate, inform, and keep you motivated on your period and HA recovery track. So let's dive in. But last thing, nothing on the show should be taken as medical advice, so please seek the advice of your physician. So over a year ago, I created something called the 7-Day HA Recovery Commitment Challenge, and I've been running it for over a year. It was this free email-based challenge, so lots of reading, but you would get an email every day for 7 days to help you overcome and tackle the different but important areas that you need to be checking off in order to get your period back. Now, over time, I have collected some really great feedback, and upon working with all of these wonderful, amazing women, really started to learn even more about what works and what doesn't. And so I'm excited to be introducing to you guys the updated version. It's called the 7-Day HA Recovery Kickoff, and it is totally designed to help you not just commit to the process and have all of your ducks in a row in terms of important factors that need to be tackled and issues that need to be overcome in order to get your period. But the whole thing is now based in video. So you can listen/watch, and every day for 7 days, we will tackle nutrition. There's actually 2 days of that because it's so big. We'll tackle lifestyle, we'll tackle exercise, your support network, your mindset game. Each video goes from anywhere between 12 minutes and 5 minutes, so it's not very long, but you'll get all of the most important areas and the best tips and strategies for how to implement them. Because I know that going through recovery is hard. There's always an area for each person that is a little bit difficult to execute on. And so the goal, or maybe a lot difficult. So the goal of this challenge is to help you have the awareness, the self-awareness, and the tools and strategies you need to overcome each of the different issues that AHA recovery faces for us. So get on it. It's great if you're at the very beginning of recovery or if you're halfway through. I mean, we never know how far through we are until it's over, do we? But no matter where you're at, it can be a really good opportunity to check in and look for blind spots and areas where you might be dropping the ball in your nutrition, in your lifestyle, in, you know, maybe it's your support network that's a problem. Maybe exercise is something that you are still struggling with making changes to. So check it out. Go to thehasociety.com/7-day-challenge, or the link will be on the website. So it may be in the show notes of this show. It may not be. Just go to thehasociety.com and you'll find it in the footer, or you'll find it in the pop-up that happens when you visit the page. And we will see you for day one of the challenge. Hey y'all, I hope you enjoyed today's little mashup. This is the audio from 2 YouTube videos that I published back in October, just some Q&As that I thought y'all might enjoy catching up on. If you enjoy this type of content, do go and check out our YouTube channel, because I answer questions on there pretty much every week or cover a totally different topic, not all of which we put on the podcast. So definitely head over there. The channel's name is Dani Sheriff because I started it, you know, before the podcast. It's not a cohesive name, but you'll know my face. You'll see it. It's great. So enjoy this one and see you next week.
Hello, ladies, and maybe some gentlemen. I don't know. Maybe. Today we're talking about sets and reps, follow-up questions about sets and reps for exercise, as well as some people just getting my advice on things like time zones and their effect on stress on the body and other various bits and pieces. Let's just dive right in. So I wanted to address this one that was a comment on a recent video of mine that was a week of training after HA recovery. So about 3 weeks ago, I posted this video, just take you through how I exercise today because people are curious what could it look like as someone who's had HA in the past to maintain exercise in the future. And this comment came from someone named Skinny Mini 377. So the name is already like, okay. But she said, I would definitely like more information around exercise and training. It did help somewhat to see how different this is to the way I used to train per social media. Now I don't train at all, but I'd love more information, like how many minutes, sets, reps. I don't know why wrapping my head around exercising differently is so hard. Thank you for your content. I'm binging your videos. So, Skitty Mini. Let's change your username first. It's gonna help with manifesting the new you. But I didn't post sets and reps and amount of time spent because for the most part, it's just not a thing. So especially with the training for pickleball, I'm not doing oh my gosh, I need to do a certain amount of reps or I need to spend a certain amount of time. It's very much by feel. And I'm also like bouncing off of my training partner. So depending on how he's doing, might dictate how long we work on something. And depending on how bad I am at a particular skill will depend on how long or how many reps and sets we're working on something. And the cool thing with sport is you really can get lost in just like the technique and the mastering of it all. And it's not about sets and reps and time spent necessarily. It's just about like obsessively trying to improve the thing and have fun with it. So that's that. But when it comes to like the gym stuff, which I think you're referring more to, again, I always go by feel. I do not have a set program that says, this is the phase you're doing and this is the phase you're doing. Could I? Maybe. But going by feel feels just as effective to me and is not creating boundaries, limitations. It's not making me feel like, oh, I have to do this or I don't have to do this. So what I'm actually going to tell you is that there is none and training can look like none of that. And in fact, if anyone listening connects or resonates with like having a hard time giving up exercise because you're relying on exercise and you really like to go the whole way and you're the type of person who might say like, oh, just do like 8 reps, but you're like, no, I'm gonna do 10 because it's a round number and it's more and it's double digits. Like, this is a sign that you need to spend like a couple years just working out with no particular program. Just have some skills you want to work on or some body parts you want to build or whatever, and go by how you feel, not by what the program tells you to, because there's an element here of restriction. So we talk a lot about the mental, like in our coaching with our clients, the mental fatigue and the mental like stronghold that restricting your food has. Well, also that mental stronghold of I need to exercise on these days for this long with this many reps and it needs to feel this particular way, right? Like how many of you guys hate going in and doing a deload or a light day, or how many of you would like never actually take a whole week of rest? Like so many of us have been there. So that's definitely a sign that you don't need to know how many minute sets and reps I'm doing. You need to go and just do no, like do whatever you feel like, right? And then now there's some of you where whatever you feel like is a lot. Obviously there's nuance here. If you need a limit, fine, do five. That's the other thing. People be like, oh, how many sets of reps should I do? And I'll have someone who's combative. Well, they're not directly to me, but like they're a silent combative. I will negotiate. I'll be like, okay, let's keep your training. We'll see how it goes. Cause sometimes we can do that. And we come up with a plan to work their HA recovery around doing some exercise. And they're like, great, thank you so much. Okay, what are we gonna do? And then I'll be like, you're gonna do three exercises and you're gonna do three sets of five of each of them. And they'll be like, well, I just don't think I can do that little. Ding, 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 ding. You were never prepared to negotiate on this, right? So people hire us and they're like, cool, I'm gonna listen to everything you say, but I still wanna do some exercise. So if we can work around it, I'll be like, okay, are you willing to make some changes? As long as you can keep it, can we knock it down? Can we make it more helpful for recovery? They'll be like, oh, totally, absolutely. And then you'll ask them to do way less, 50%, maybe even less than 50%. And they'll just be like, oh, no. I don't know what they thought was going to happen, but that's a thing. So if you have that kind of reaction, then you absolutely don't need to be worrying about sets, reps, weight, time spent at the gym. You need to just like reestablish a relationship with movement that does not have check boxes next to it, minimums next to it, goals, outcomes, morality, all the things. So I hope that that's helpful. I like that chat. Then I have Amelia says, hi Danny, I have a question related to travel and time zones. I moved overseas 3 years ago, a completely different time zone, and wonder if this could be why my periods are still missing. I have a history with ED and restriction of over-exercising, which I admit I have struggled with even after moving. The thing is, though, I recovered my periods twice every time I traveled back to my home country and spent some weeks with my family. Before finding your videos, I played the How Low Can I Go game, so I understand why my periods were missing, but simply don't understand why I got one or two while visiting my family. If it's helpful, I came back fully committed 3 months ago, stopped exercising, gained weight, and I'm really wondering if living in a different time zone than where I grew up can throw things off. Or is this much more than my... This can throw my body off this much, or my body doesn't trust me when I'm alone. Okay. So, no, overall the time zones are not going to be an issue. I mean, I moved time zones. I didn't have my period in Australia. Hey all, I hope that you enjoy this little trip. And it's never been a factor for me. Could it be a factor for someone's cycle changing in the middle of the cycle? Absolutely. If you're usually at home and then you go overseas and the time zone is completely different, you're probably going to have some hiccups in your ovulation. Something about that cycle that month will be different, but it's not going to full on disappear just because you change time zones. There is very, very likely a lifestyle and behavior connection. So I hear what you're saying here. Like, I've been fully committed since I got back. I was playing How Low Can I Go. I do know I have this history. I'm not delusional about the whole thing. Great. So it's probably something that's maybe like falling under your radar. Like, the reason time zones and travel might impact it is if suddenly you were so unable to get back on schedule that you're actually only sleeping 3 hours every night, right? Like that could be a factor. Totally. If there was anything triggering about traveling for you, so you might have gone to visit your family and eaten a whole bunch because, like, I don't know where they're from, are they Italian? And they're like, oh my gosh, all the pasta, let's go. And then you eat it and then you feel weird about it and you get home and you eat differently again. So if you go overseas and are unknowingly eating 3,000, 4,000, 5,000 calories, come home and go back to your normal way of eating, which tends to, you know, which may only be 18, 2,000, 2,100 calories, that's a massive drop in your calories, even if it's unintentional and you're not even noticing. So if you're eating all of Nana's cooking, but then you're going home alone to your apartment where you just make yourself avocado toast for dinner, that's a massive drop in calories. So you really need to sit down with like a pen and paper and list out what was different about that. What is different now? This is where our period recovery game planner is really helpful for this. So a lot of people have kind of said, I have this printed out, it's on my bookshelf. If I have some hiccups coming up with my cycle, it's getting further apart or it's getting shorter or something, I review the checklist and make sure all of these are in check. So with like anything with these videos, I'm missing context about you. Were you a vegetarian? Were you a vegan? What, you know, how did your past history of ED manifest? How long ago was it? What's your height? What's your body weight? How low has it been? How high has it been? And these things can really help us to dictate what you need to do. But that checklist will give you a really good first line of defense for making sure you're covering the foundationals, because there really may be some foundational things that you have never done. So you've had life circumstances that have allowed you to get a period in the past because you were, you know, eating enough and this thing happened that caused you to rest enough and you were in a more mentally and emotionally stable state. But like, if you were never eating enough fat to begin with, the second some physical or emotional stressor happens in your life, it's suddenly not enough. Or here's a take: if your body weight has never really restored to what it should be, remembering people with EDs have an awful perspective on this, right? Well, I used to be only 40 kilos and now I am 60, but it's like, girl, you're 5'7". I know that's way, like a lot of weight for you, but objectively in the real world, it's not that much. So you probably don't have enough body weight to be resilient and sustain homeostasis through stressful times. So your period is going to go as soon as you travel and change everything up. So it's not the time zone, it's the changing of stuff without your body being in a resilient state to handle any of it, which is not an excuse. You should be able to handle those things. So if you're getting periods here and there and you're not able to maintain them, there's still something missing in your recovery that you're not doing. I'll link to the game planner below. And I hope that this was helpful. I liked answering these questions. These were really nice questions, guys. Thank you, very juicy. If you would like to submit one to the show, please comment below. I save them all for future episodes. And I can't wait to see. Ooh, oh my gosh. I have this lead generator that you are going to love. I should have started with this. So Misha and our team, and you're like, what's a lead generator? A lead generator is a gift that we give you guys in exchange for your email address, so then I can send you emails about like what we're up to. So if you're not already on our list, I would love to get your email. In exchange for your email, I'm gonna give you this gift. See how it works? We created a meal ideas guide. I can't believe we've always been asked for this. It is a guide. People are loving it. That shows you meals that are good for HA recovery. I know. We're changing the game. It's like, here's breakfast ideas. and an explanation about it and photos, his lunch ideas, his snack ideas, his dinner ideas, his dessert ideas. And if you are building your meals in a way that resembles the guide, you're on track. If you look at the guide and you think, oh, I don't really eat anything like that. I'm still separating all my food on a plate and eating raw carrots. You know, this is gonna be eye-opening for you. So heaps of value in it. I hope that you like it. I'll link it below and we'll see you guys next week for more videos and questions.
Y'all, we have been trying to record this for like 30 minutes. So here we go. Take 580. Hey, did you know that we support people with HA, low progesterone, anovulation, short luteal phases, and all of the types of challenges that come up with infertility?
Dani and I are practitioners that have helped hundreds of women beat HA, regain fertility, and get pregnant naturally.
Mm-hmm. We are here to break the status quo of spending tens of thousands of dollars on IVF treatments for women who have issues that can absolutely be solved naturally.
Yes. Oh my gosh. Yes. So we do this with our signature program that restores ovulation to regain healthy menstrual cycles. And if you're ready, get pregnant completely naturally.
Mm-hmm. On top of our one-on-one sessions, our fertility program even includes a styling session with Samantha Dawn, who is a body positive stylist. She's also our personal stylist.
Yes.
And an expert in helping you to dress your new and nourished body.
This is so important that we don't even need to convince you on how important this is. We want you to relearn how to nourish your body, claim your fertility, and feel confident in your clothes as your body changes. Mm-hmm. It doesn't have to be painful.
No, yeah, exactly right. It doesn't have to be painful. With a little bit of guidance and support, you can absolutely do this. So if getting your cycle back and if feeling good about the process, if getting pregnant naturally is something you want to do, if you don't want to spend tens of thousands of dollars on medical treatment for something that you don't have to, we have just the place for you to go. So go to thehasociety.com/coaching to learn more about who we are, what we do, and apply today.
Yeah. We looked forward to supporting you.
That was good. Do you like that one?
Yeah, okay. I do like that one. That one's way more us.
Yeah. Boom. There you go.
Changes to your appetite, then decreases in body fat are also going to affect your appetite. So the lower body fat you are, the higher stress you have, appetite is getting increasingly more of an issue. Hopefully that's helpful. And then Mia says, I'm 15. I got my first period, but now my cycle is already 45 days long and no period in sight. Maybe I'm eating a bit less since I don't have much of an appetite, but I am exercising less too. Almost nothing, just short walks. Should I be worried? Or is it more normal for my cycles to be longer since I'm still young? At your age, it is actually normal for them to not be super regular like they would be someone in their mid-20s and beyond. So there is an element there. But already 45 days and no period in sight is getting a bit too long. And at your age, you're actually going to be more on the shorter side of things, not on the longer side of things. So your intuition, where you say, maybe I'm eating a bit less, means you are eating a bit less. So I would go with that. Trust your gut instinct. You know what you're doing, right? You just don't want to really accept it. But that's probably what it is. Christina. Oh, here comes the janitor. Okay, Christina said, I'm following you on Instagram and I've listened to two podcasts. I did the lab test in February. I've attached results. Also, I did get these glucose and insulin tests, after which insulin resistance was diagnosed.
Usually I don't have a period for 4 to 5 months. The doctor prescribed me metformin. In February, I used OHC, oral hormonal contraceptive, for 6 months last year and stopped with it in October on the doctor's recommendation. I still didn't get a period after 5 months. I thought maybe it's not HA because the diagnosis was insulin resistance, but the therapy with metformin didn't help regulate my hormones. And she provided some labs. So I don't have FSH or estrogen from you, so not super duper helpful, but your TSH is definitely high. And it is highly likely there are some other things going on for you. But if you do connect with the, you know, low body weight, lots of exercise, history of dieting, you likely have multiple things going on. And you will just need to address the HA first before you can even get to the other issues. That's really all I can say right now. But if you do want to talk more in detail, we can dive bigger into that one. But that's a, you know, can be a more complex case. Then Hallie said, "Hi, Danny, I have a few questions. Would be awesome if you could get back to me sometime. I'm 16. I started my period at 13. However, it stopped at the beginning of this year. 7 months ago, when I started vigorous exercise and strict dieting, counting calories, etc., I've just now started to try to get my period back by eating whenever and pretty much whatever I want. My whole family is very healthy," quote. I'm adding the quotes. "So there's not a whole lot of soul foods laying around. Sounds like your family is very restrictive, not healthy. I'm also afraid of gaining weight because I'm afraid of others who won't know my goals will think I have bad self-control. I'm 120 pounds and 5'7". My mom and sister are in my support group, though they don't really know anything about this, so I'm trying to educate them on the basics. I'm also not doing any exercise. I do go on short walks, 15 minutes every day, and have been doing yoga and low-impact Pilates. I would love to know your thoughts on my situation." Okay, you sound wise, right? You know that the history is there. It's all making sense. You're not confused. You are at it, like, when you're 16, you don't have as much control over what gets to be brought in your house. Your parents make the decisions. You don't have the money probably to go and get what you want to get. So this is a tough spot. Probably hardcore educating them on this is the right move, but you may need to push them past the basics. You may need to get them to add more of our episodes or something into the mix. Maybe you want to, don't show them this episode because they'll be defensive. So make sure you just show them other things, have them listen to stories. And I'm also going to link you guys to a meal plan that we just, not a meal plan, no, a meal ideas guide that we created to help people understand what types of meals help with getting periods back. And maybe you can just email your family the PDF. So I'll link that below. Anyone who struggles to come up with meals to eat, that's going to be a really good option for you. Just to get some ideas. Curious what you guys think about it. Okay, Hallie, done. And then Hallie asked another question. She sent me a separate email, so I'm just gonna fill this one in too. She said, "I was wondering if the low impact workouts or low impact Pilates would be okay a few times a week." So I didn't even address that in your past email, but you're bringing it back up again. So I'm gonna say you should not do it, because I feel like your height to weight ratio is low and I think you need to gain weight. But I'm not your doctor and blah, 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 blah. But that's what it sounds like to me. And that the holding on to the Pilates and the yoga is just allowing you to like keep your pinky finger on control. And by the sounds of it, you do not have as much control over what food you have access to. And you probably have some discomfort in eating more around your family because, as you said, you don't want people to judge you. So you can't have it all, right? You can't say, I want to not have to change any of my food and continue to exercise, because all of it allows me to control the situation. I get to control how people perceive me. I get to not have to demand changes to the food I have access to. I get to continue to have my pinky finger on exercise in some form, and I get to decide that I think it's low enough impact that it's not a problem. You have too many control mechanisms going on here. You're gonna need to give it up. Like, you're gonna need to let go of at least something. Otherwise you're really just like basically creating excuses for yourself to not have to change because it's inconvenient to you. And you're special. You don't have to have people see you as not in control of your food and yada yada. At your height and weight, people are probably like hoping you'll gain some weight. There may be some people like that in your life. And I tell you right now, if you keep going down the path of like, everyone sees me as super healthy and no one sees me as gluttonous or lazy or whatever, then eventually when you get to your osteoporosis era, now they're just going to see you as like the girl with the eating disorder or the girl with the AJ. Which is like, none of it's that great. So maybe don't worry about it. And you're so young that like, they're expecting your body to change. You know, it's gonna be great. I hope this was a helpful episode, guys. Thank you so much for tuning in. Please like and subscribe. We've got some more videos coming up with Q&As, but I also have planned out a little menu for you through the end of the year. And I'm really excited about it. So make sure you are subscribed so you don't miss out on any of it, because I'm sure that it will apply to you. Hey there, it's me, Danny, and I want to tell you about Temp Drop as a fertility awareness method tracking option. So many of you guys know that we actually recommend the fertility awareness method both as you're going through recovery and 100% after you have gotten some cycles back and you're starting to move forward for the rest of your reproductive years. So Temp Drop itself is a wearable fertility monitor and we love it. It's a wearable device, so you put it around your arm and you can use that instead of taking your temperature manually with a thermometer each morning. So I'm personally a big fan of the manual tracking. All of us at the HA Society are, and that's the method that we use, you know, just using a good old thermometer. We use that with our clients because it's the best way to use it as a diagnostic tool, as a practitioner. And it's also the best way to ensure if you're trying to avoid pregnancy that you don't get pregnant. However, manual temping for many reasons is just not always an option. When you're in the middle of recovery, again, we do recommend manual temping, but once you're cycling, the Temp Drop is actually a really great hack. So it gives you basically everything you need to effortlessly track your fertility status, like where you are in your monthly cycle. So you wear the Temp Drop sensor while you're sleeping for accurate basal body temperature readings without the stress of early morning wake-ups. So I personally love this because with a toddler, my wake-up times are all over the place and the occasional sleep disruptions make using an oral thermometer a lot more difficult. So Temp Drop's accompanying charting app enables you to track an array of symptoms alongside your basal body temperature. This includes tracking your cervical mucus if you've been using OPKs, and then it also gives you sleep insights too. So you can combine these fertility signs all in one place, and that will help you identify your fertile window, confirm ovulation, plan for your period, and if you're trying to get pregnant, you know, identify whether or not you are pregnant. So whether you're trying to conceive or avoiding pregnancy, or you want to chart for health reasons like HA recovery, making sure your cycle's not slipping back in the HA direction, Temp Drop makes fertility awareness accessible to all women, even if you don't have regular cycles or sleeping patterns. So track your ovulation in real time with the Temp Drop
And we are lucky enough to have a 15% off code. So if you go to their website, they're usually having a sale, but you can stack this code on top of the existing code. So just go to tempdrop.thehasociety.com and use the code AFHASociety. I think too, if you just go to tempdrop.com and use AFHASociety at the checkout, that will work too. So happy temping and good luck.
This episode is brought to you by Grassland Nutrition Beef Liver Capsules. Did you know that in terms of nutrient density, beef liver actually blows vegetables and fruits out of the water? If you're a client of mine, you have already been instructed to eat beef liver either fresh or in capsule form. I recommend it for anyone and everyone who is, of course, dealing with amenorrhea and fertility challenges out there, but I may even recommend it for just everyone in general. Get your husbands on it, get your partners on it. If you have a history of HA and add on top of that maybe a history of the pill, maybe you've been pregnant before, you know, through treatments or other, like you've just, your body's been through anything, you know, you're absolutely 100% dealing with a nutrient deficiency of some kind. And while it's true that testing is going to be the best way to understand those exact deficiencies, eating nutrient-dense, real food is going to be one of the most important next steps that you take with or without testing. So I've been using and recommending Grassland Nutrition Beef Liver Capsules for years now, and the capsule form makes it so easy to get your liver in every day, and I appreciate the transparency of this product in particular above others. So in case you're wondering, it's completely natural. This is freeze-dried beef liver in capsules. It's organic, it's made from Australian beef, and my favorite of their products is the liver with kelp because of the iodine from the kelp, which is important for overall thyroid function, which is often low in women with underperforming hormones. So rather than eat seaweed snacks every day, I get to take this beef liver with the kelp for my iodine. So if you're recovering or working on a fertility journey right now, do not skimp the nutrient rich source of beef liver. Get 10% off your order with the HA Society and support your favorite podcast along the way. They ship to most countries, so you should be covered. Just go to grasslandnutrition.net and use HA Society, just HA Society, at the checkout for the 10% off. That's grasslandnutrition.net with the code HA Society.
Thank you so much for listening today, guys. Please subscribe to the podcast, and if you could head to iTunes specifically and leave a rating or review, that would help so much because it makes it easier for other people with HA who are Googling around to find the podcast really easily. So if you do that, you're doing a service to all of the women.
At Kroger, an annual Boost membership just got even better. Now you can choose from Disney Plus with ads, Hulu with ads, or ESPN Plus on us when you sign up. Plus, enjoy unlimited free delivery, double fuel points, exclusive offers, and free items. Sign up for a Boost membership today. It's an easier way to save, including new streaming options to relax with while we deliver your groceries. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Restrictions apply. See site for details.